stimulus checks, and dead folks. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 14th day of July. Thanks for being with us. Wells Fargo shares fell today on their earnings report. Fisker Electric Cars, yeah, another IPO in the works. Race and the ability to get a mortgage. It's a new report out today. Tomorrow is income tax day for the federal government. How about a list of tax deals for the 15th? We'll check the Wall Street numbers, and today the Trump administration reversed course and abandoned the threat of deporting international students. The news? That's next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and thanks for finding us again today. Well, according to the IRS, the Bureau of Fiscal Service is canceling 1.1 million stimulus checks totaling $1.4 billion that were sent to dead people. Both the IRS and the Bureau of Fiscal Service are part of the U.S. Treasury. Married taxpayers who filed as such in a previous year may have received $2,400 in stimulus payments from the federal government. However, if one spouse has since passed away, the survivor is really entitled to only half of that amount. Similarly, the family members of a deceased taxpayer may have received that person's check in the mail. In both cases, stimulus checks paid to dead people are supposed to be returned to the IRS. Now, it's not clear whether or how the IRS or Treasury will go after individuals who opt to keep those payments. Never mind. Wells Fargo saw its share price fall by as much as 5% today. Why? Well, the bank reported a wider-than-expected second-quarter loss and said it was cutting its quarterly dividend by 80%. Wells' chief executive, Charles Scharf, said on the post-earnings conference call with Wall Street analysts that the effect of the COVID-19 pandemic on consumers and the overall economy substantially impacted results, as it led to the bank having to add $8.4 billion to the allowance for credit losses. Scharf went on to say that the asset cap placed on the bank by the Federal Reserve also hurt because the bank couldn't grow its balance sheet to offset the lower interest rate, which led to a 13% drop in net interest income. However, he did add that it was the result of bad banking practices that led to the asset cap in the first place. While Tesla has been grabbing headlines, another electric car maker, Fisker, is getting serious about an upcoming IPO. Fisker and Spartan Energy Acquisition Corporation, that is a special purpose acquisition corporation, or what's called a blank check company, backed by Apollo Global Management, announced their merger today. The deal valued Fisker at $2.9 billion, and it is expected to close in the fourth quarter. Now, going public through a merger like this allows the company to raise proceeds in a timely and cost-effective manner. The question will be if Fisker can become profitable and cash flow positive with a $40,000 electric vehicle SUV. And they have a ways to go. Fisker said it had a net loss of over $10 million last year. Its loss in 2018 was $4.7 million. But investors are big on electric vehicles, so stay tuned. A new study from LendingTree, one of the nation's largest online loan marketplaces, highlights some of the biggest hurdles that disproportionately impact black homebuyers being denied for a mortgage. Specifically, LendingTree's study looks at the spread in mortgage denial rates between black Americans and the overall population in each of the nation's 50 largest metropolitan areas. For both purchase and refinance mortgages, LendingTree found that black Americans are more likely to be denied a home loan than the overall population of home buyers. The top five cities where mortgage rate denial is the highest are number five, Pittsburgh, where the denial rate is just over 14%. Number four is Detroit, where the denial rate is 16.5%. Rounding out the remaining cities where the denial rates are high for black applicants are Cleveland, St. Louis, and Milwaukee, where the denial rate is 17.7%. But refinance denials are even worse, with some cities denying refinance opportunities to black homeowners by as much as 45%. Whether you're rushing to file, despite the extension, or you filed earlier this year, you deserve a treat. Luckily, some restaurants and stores are offering freebies and deals on July 15. This year's Tax Day freebies are less celebratory than in past years, and almost no restaurant or stores are promoting Tax Day deals overtly, but there are plenty of ways to reward yourself with a little treat or a discount on this Tax Day. Here's the best deals and freebies for Tax Day 2020. 7-Eleven has got a deal for you. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House, Bloomingdale's, has a reward. The Cheesecake Factory, you get a free slice of cheesecake with an order of $30. Chris's Pizza, DSW, you know the shoes? Now, through July 15, use the code LOVEJLO to get 50% off the JLO Jennifer Lopez footwear collection. How about that? Einstein Brothers Bagels has got a deal. Huddle House, Elizabeth Arden, Grimaldi's Coal Brick Oven Pizza, Noodles & Company, Sonic, where you can get a half-price drink or a slushie to top off Tax Day, and White Castle, one of my favorites, by the way. The burger chain has a solid summertime freebie going on. Get one free medium soft drink, no purchase required, and you can find the coupon on White Castle's site. Further details, by the way, for all of these are on their corporate websites. Wall Street ended higher today, led by a surge in the Dow Jones Industrial Average as investors bought energy and material stocks and looked beyond a recent surge in coronavirus cases. The S&P 500 Energy, Materials Industrial, Health, and Consumer Staples indexes all jumped upward today, limiting gains in the NASDAQ and S&P 500. Amazon lost ground, extending a rotation that began on Monday out of many big-name technology and momentum stocks that have led much of the U.S. stock market's rebound since March. At the bell, the Dow posted a gain of 556 points to close at 26,642. The NASDAQ was up by 97 points to settle at 10,488, and the S&P 500 closed up by 42 points to 3197. Wall Street has reclaimed most of its coronavirus-driven losses since March, as a raft of monetary and fiscal stimulus and upbeat economic data has raised hopes of a swift post-pandemic recovery. But a recent record surge in COVID-19 cases and new business restrictions, particularly in California, has again raised uncertainty about how long it may take for the economy to recover. And finally, there is this. The Trump administration has dropped its plan to strip visas from international students if their coursework takes place entirely online this fall. The policy, which was announced on July 6, sparked a fury of litigation, including a lawsuit filed by Harvard and MIT. More than 200 schools backed suits to stop implementation of new guidelines, which threatened to impact tens of thousands of international students. 17 states and the District of Columbia also sued the Trump administration and major tech companies, including Google and Facebook, threw support behind Harvard and MIT. And by the way, international students, they drop about $42 billion into the U.S. economy each year. So yeah, there is that. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with this daily project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.